Hey Deb, I was just reading your post and I think that parents might be an excellent, excellent partner with you as you are using these checklists with some of your students. I'm thinking that because if you've got this checklist that tells you where the students are at, you could reach out to parents before the conference perhaps and tell them, could you please help your child work on this one particular sound, for instance, the sound b in bed. And then have the parent work with the student. I think you'll see if the parent has very specific things that they could work on, and this isn't always the case because I understand that they're busy, but if they had a very specific objective that they could work on, and you could, with your parent volunteer folder, also send home some of that extra work in those areas. It would be very simple, I would think, just to slide it into their cubby, some of those extra things. Parents know that if they get, for instance, a yellow sheet, it means that their child needs just a little bit more help to get to green and to be meeting standard, the 80% and above. So that might just be an excellent way for you to connect with your parents so it's not a big surprise when they sit down at conferences. And then it might also give you an opportunity to have the parents do some of the teaching and some of the work at home, and then you will have less reteaching to do in the classroom. Fabulous, fabulous ideas. I'm loving all of the collaboration that's happening. Thanks for sharing, Deb.